Yeah, welcome everyone. Thanks for coming. And we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Flagged in the corner over there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So just ask if there's any conflict of interest.
So is there any conflict of interest? With you two, is there any conflict of interest with
me?
No, me neither.
So I need a motion for approval of minutes.
I'll motion to approve.
I'll second.
It's a motion by
Hal and motion by Tanya and then Hal second. And then I'll turn the time over to. We gotta do that first. Also, all in favor for the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. And then I'll turn the time over to Brother Monty Hawkins.
Okay.
Brother. It's okay.
He's my brother.
There you go. Okay, whatever. We're all family here.
That's right. Well, we'd like to welcome Boyd Knudsen, and I'm sorry, I forget your name, Boyd Jr. Here they are applying for a conditional use permit. I've got, let's see, I'll bring up the map. I've got it somewhere. Okay, this will give you an idea. So just north of Fish Lake Lumber, I'll try to make the map a little better. Correct me if I'm wrong, Boyd, but we're talking about this property, the 4.57 acres. Okay. Oh, yeah, come up to the...
Are you both going to stand there, whatever?
What's that?
So Boyd and Boyd Jr. are applying for a conditional use permit, which is allowable in this zone. For their millwork cabinet shop, is that correct? So Boyd, we'll turn the time over to you if you want to talk about that and share with the committee what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them get their bearings there.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I'm the same way. Where's the freeway?
So right
freeway
here
is this
dairy,
to the west.
That's the road that cuts over towards the dump.
Old dairy.
Oh, through the wash.
This is the road that goes through. Yeah. This is where they live. And this is the property that we're going to put this on.
Okay. That other little piece of road, like that you can see on the side of the map, would take you to like Maxine Lane Lane's house.
Okay.
You know, so this is just the other side of the road heading west.
Okay.
Like Bruce Bishop was on this corner.
So you own that whole block right there, then?
Well,
you're living on right. Part and you want to build on part, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this 5 acres, this 4.57 acres right here.
Okay.
So this area is zoned, what's the name of the zone? Central Development, CD. So the thing that was interesting is we were looking for something that was commercial and it's zoned the CD, but you look in the regulations and it says everything except for agriculture basically is conditional use. So it's a permitted use. But
you can till the ground, but anything else, you got to come here.
That's right. So it's not, I mean, it's a type of commercial, but it's CD.
You're right. That's correct.
Yeah. So there's nothing, there's really not any use that isn't in the... If there's permitted uses, they still have to have conditional use.
Yeah.
I'll show this, boy. This might help. So, under central development in our zoning, the conditional uses, if you go out, like Boyd was saying, everything basically under the sun is a conditional use, other than the permitted use of agriculture.
That's the only thing you can do that without asking permission.
But,
it's just
act. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. Tilling of the soil, it says. Tilling of the soil, the raising of crops, horticulture, and gardening. all other uses are conditional. So if you look at the conditional uses and you go down to right here. So correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what you're after. Millwork, veneer, plywood, prefabricated wood products, manufacturing. This is what Boyd is coming to request for the conditional use, which, as you can see, is a conditional use. And so that's where we're at. That's what he's applying for.
So we're planning to build a 15,000 square foot building.
Typically, all the neighbors are notified, but I can't fill. Are there any neighbors?
There was two on there.
I'll go back to the map.
There's two neighbors right there on the corner, too. So there's Kendrick, Barbara.
Notice was sent out to five.
Property owners. It's anybody within 300 feet of the edge of their property. So there was only five that hit.
Was there any feedback at all?
No.
Okay.
And they're all zoned the same, so we're kind of in the middle of everybody's zoned the same all the way around.
Because it would be Benny on the other side of the road that holds those auctions. It would be him on the other side of the road.
Where I take my shrimp on it. Where the concrete, Patriot Concrete is, their bash plant.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing out there. I think that's perfect, actually.
The main attraction for us is just trying to be close to home. We're kind of having to fight it a little more as far as the water lines and things. I mean, in other words, it's a little less developed, but the attraction to us was having close to home.
And to give you a little background on the property, Boyd has met with us a few times, numerous times, and we've discussed the utilities to the property, and Boyd has been very good at getting what we need. Like, for example, the sewer is, with the topography of the land and the layout of it, the sewer just doesn't slope right, and it doesn't look like what the survey that you just completed it's going to. And so there are some utility stuff that we're working through, but Boyd's been great to come in and work with us. And that's kind of where we're at with it. And so we're at the point now where he's ready to take the next step.
So you might have to put a lift station in or something.
We'll have to, we just got the survey yesterday. I haven't even looked at it, but we need to meet with Dalton and Brett. And
the elevation's off.
Mm-hmm. See what the city stands and what we need to do.
Right. Right.
I assume you're going to access the freeway to move your product, is that?
Yeah.
You can go north or come back and go.
I think you'd still come back.
Come back and get on the down by McDonald's and that.
Yes.
That one.
It either is an option, but I'm been here for 9 years. I found it's still easier to go to that other entrance. And
we're not worried about down. Cows or deer, elk. How many trucks are you thinking it's going to be a day?
Not too many. Mostly it's going to just be, truck and trailer as far as taking.
Like enclosed trailers, mostly?
Yes. I mean, some of the vendors that come
in. The material coming in will come in on semis, 53 footers and stuff.
Yeah.
But not very often because they're bringing so much at once.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a lot.
They should get some ice too.
Yes, and they come in on the Manderport Highway. It's going to roll around.
Yeah. That looks like a win-win to me.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it actually will add value to that area and give people other ideas to expand in that direction as well. So.
Are you far enough south that you don't get any effects of high water coming down North Creek?
That runs down by
Benny's. Yeah, so we're on a little higher.
Mm-hmm. We're just east of that.
Yeah.
Higher land.
That runs through
the road,
Janet's over
to. Yeah, the 1800 North there falls off quite it's quite a bit right in front of there. It's got a lot of fall. And then that North Creek is just a little bit further west. But it's got a pretty good drainage. I mean, everything's, it's not, we're on a little bit of a high spot. And everything's kind of downhill.
The only thing I do know on that road, if you took the frontage road that comes across by the freeway, at the bottom of that, before you reach the frontage road, that does fill up with water sometimes, but that would be the only time you'd have to alternate your trucks and have them go around. Ethan is here. He's actually a neighbor.
Hey, Benny. I got a text at 5:30, or I would have been here to save.
Well, like Jenny said, I think it's good because if they get utilities out that way, it can add growth.
Vinny, do you have any questions or anything that you would like, have any concerns with, or that you would like to add?
Not about what they're doing. I have something other, if I can, about the city buying the property next to me. And I'd be asking questions about that.
I can address those after the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Do you have any questions for us? Any other questions for us, Boyd?
No.
So, in your memorandum, the recommendation is to approve the conditional use permit, and then any specific conditions that you guys feel are necessary, you can communicate to Boyd. If there are none, then you guys just need to vote to approve or not.
I don't know that my memorandum is in the packet there. I emailed it to you.
That's what I was reading right before.
I don't need that memorandum. I thought we talked to that. That's my bad.
You were fine. I had it pulled up just a minute ago for Tom.
Well, that being said, I'd make a motion that we go ahead and approve this conditional use permit pertaining to all of the local zoning ordinances. And does that sound fair to you guys?
I'll second that.
So you have a motion. Okay, so I have a motion with Hal, and then Tanya second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed.
Okay. All right.
Do I have to say anything else about minutes? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion to adjourn.
Oh, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion.
Second that.
So Hal motion and Tanya seconds. And I approve for it as a sucker.
Now it's official.